The governor accepts a board's recommendation to stop an execution today. The cleanup of a hazardous ammonia spill in Weatherford could take days. And at least 9 elected officials, including the governor, are getting raises. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, November 13th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Governor Kevin Stitt granted clemency and stopped the execution of Tremaine Wood just before it was scheduled to happen this morning. Sierra Pfeiffer reports it's the second time Stitt has granted clemency during his 7 years in office.
Tremaine Wood has spent more than 20 years on death row for the 2002 killing of Ronnie Whipp during a motel robbery in Oklahoma City. But questions about the original case, including claims of prosecutorial misconduct and a defense lawyer struggling with substance abuse, led the state's Pardon and Parole Board to recommend mercy earlier this month. Now, Stitt has signed off, officially commuting Wood's sentence from death to life in prison without parole. It's a rare move from Stitt, who has denied recommendations from the board for 4 other men. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A tanker truck spilled hazardous ammonia in Weatherford late last night, leading to evacuations and injuries. KGOU's Nick Daniels has an update.
So right now, we're going to ask people to stay out of the area of Main Street and Cypress. That's where our incident command post is going to be, and that's where we're going to start doing the cleanup and recovery part of everything.
That's Weatherford Police Chief Angelo Orefuche updating the media on the situation this morning. That audio courtesy of KOCO-TV. It was an early wake-up call for hundreds of Weatherford residents following an ammonia gas leak from a tanker truck. Nearly 500 were ordered to evacuate the area. The incident sent more than 30 to the hospital. 11 were transferred to Oklahoma City in critical condition.
The cleanup's going to take a while. It could take probably several days. We pretty much got a lot of this stuff diluted right now, and so we're working with the EPA and getting the regulations on actually how to dispose of everything.
Authorities say they are still investigating to determine what caused the ammonia leak. I'm Nick Daniels.
The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority has reversed course and is not requiring providers to submit information on abortion-related activities until further notice. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the move comes after the agency's board requested clarity on the executive order driving the policy.
OHCA board members had rejected a revised emergency rule Monday that implemented Governor Kevin Stitt's July executive order. It required all Oklahoma Medicaid providers to submit a signed attestation disclosing whether they or any related entities engage in activities like referral or affiliation. The proposed rule sought to offer clarity on what those words mean, but some board members were still wary. The board voted to seek clarity from the Attorney General and Governor, along with an extension for implementation. In a letter to providers signed by OHCA CEO Clay Bullard, the agency says it's exercising its discretion to pause implementation. This is pending further review and consideration of rules related to the executive order at the board's next January meeting. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma's Legislative Compensation Board voted not to raise pay for most state lawmakers Wednesday. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details on the exceptions.
The board voted to keep compensation for state lawmakers not in leadership at $47,500 annually. When combined with per diems during the legislative session, benefits, and state retirement contributions, it comes out to nearly $73,000. The House Majority Leader and Whip and 2 Senate Assistant Floor Leaders saw their per diem set at 33% of their base salary, a considerable increase. The statewide Elected Official Compensation Board also voted to increase pay for 9 elected positions at a new salary of $250,000. Oklahoma State Superintendent is now also the highest paid elected official in the state, seeing a nearly $126,000 raise. The governor is now the 8th highest, with a new salary of $155,000, an $8,000 bump. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us?
If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.